WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Drug City. We're doing it right down here today. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. I'm giving some scratch-offs away. Aaron Tamarkio is going to get a scratch-off. John Allen's going to get one here, too, before it's all over with. I have signed drumsticks from the legendary Hall of Famer Gina Schock of Dundalk. She kind of blew in like a storm and kind of went out like a hurricane. We're at the top of Drug City. We are at the tasting room above the fountain. We're going to have the crab cake here momentarily. But I had guests backed up. I had guests driving across the city. My childhood friends have all just shown up all one at a time. Stan Jablonski was here 2 hours ago, John, before you began. Ron West was here talking about his band, and the great Gina Schock stopped by. And Aaron Tamarkio is from Trade Point Atlantic. All they do is bring jobs to Dundalk, right? Just a little thing like that, right?
We're working
big
on it.
Big responsibility. And, of course, John Allen from, should I say Stone Horses, SR71, Charm City Devils, Child's Play?
I think you nailed almost all of them, yeah.
Did I miss any?
No.
Weren't you in Fury in junior high?
Fury?
Was that your band?
No.
Which band were you in junior high?
Sergeant Fury.
What were we called then?
What were you called?
I don't know.
If I get my junior high yearbook and I see with Bubba Zink singing Judas Priest songs with you?
Yeah.
I think your band's name was Fury. I really do.
No.
No,
it was something even worse.
Dude, there was something about
Executioner,
seeing
maybe.
You Dundalk it up with Gina Schock a moment ago.
Oh, my gosh.
And wine and beer and drugs. She's coming back tomorrow to get a crab cake and to do her Christmas shopping at Drug City tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Aaron, all this Dundalk coming together here, right? I mean, you just walk into it.
How do I follow that? I mean, that's incredible.
That's a tough act.
That's a tough act to follow.
I'd drop the drumstick is what I would do.
Yeah.
How are things at Trade Point Atlantic? Because John and I grew up about a half mile from each other. He's Eastwood. I'm Dundalk. We fought at the Carnival every year, but then we chased the same girls.
Colgate?
Did I say Colgate?
You said Dundalk, yeah.
Oh, I said Colgate. Eastwood.
Yeah.
Bordering neighborhoods. On your street, how many people worked at Bethlehem Steel?
I'm not sure. At least, quite a few.
Right. And my dad was Bethlehem Steel. On my street, there were 8 people that worked at the point, as we would say. Different shifts, rod mill, steel mill, different places. But it was such a huge part of our life and everything you're doing down at Trade Point. You came and saw this community, right, and saw that mess that was down there and what's happened here over the last decade. John doesn't live in Dundalk anymore. My son lives here. I'm down here all the time at Costas. It's have you seen what's going on at Trade Point?
No, I haven't.
You haven't driven across the bridge.
So get this. My grandmother was born there. Bethlehem Steel was a company town
at one
point. And she was born in Sparrows Point.
Yes.
And she lived there as a little girl.
Absolutely. There was a town there right in the shadow of the blast furnace, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Did you not know that?
I think maybe vaguely.
Yeah.
But I also know that there was, my father didn't work there until the late 60s.
Okay, yeah.
So my father worked at Martin Marietta and at Westinghouse. So, I don't know what it was. Was it 30s, 40s like that? Are we going back that far?
Oh, further. It was a company town. I mean, the mill started in 1896 on the Pennsylvania Steel, and then Bethlehem Steel was the...
So that means a company town. What does that mean? That means that you...
You literally worked in the town. The company built the homes. They told you where you would live. In fact, the town was organized based on where you were in the company. Executives lived on one street, middle management lived on another street, another.
See, a century later, that feels really, really sketchy and really, really big brothery and really, really sort of not on the up and up, as we would say.
Well,
right?
Like coal town. So, my wife's father really enjoyed talking to my grandmother because he grew up in a company town in West Virginia, but it was a coal town. And the coal company owned everything. And you got vouchers. You were always basically in debt to the company, back then.
You were a slave, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
They wanted to keep their labor close. And, that you went to school there. You were born there. You worshiped there. You shopped there.
They had everything. Bowling alley, movie theater. Yeah. The streetcar used to roll down Dundalk Avenue over the bridge and right into Sparrows Point, right into the town.
John's an incredible historian.
They called that the Red Rocket.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I mean, now when I had you on several times here, but there was a whole exhibit for steel work down at the museum downtown.
Baltimore Museum of Industry.
Museum of Industry. Probably took a lot of this stuff up, but I mean, this comes to you all the time at Trade Point, right? Because it's such a part of our lives in Dundalk.
It is, and as a Marylander, as a Baltimorean, it absolutely. I mean, my neighbor, even when I lived in Catonsville, worked at Bethlehem Steel. Mm-hmm. So, but the you know the legacy and history that we inherited when we purchased the property wasn't lost on us, and that's why we partnered with the Baltimore Museum of Industry. Did you know that they did not have an exhibit on Sparrows Point at BMI?
No way.
There was nothing formally there at the exhibit. So now when you go there, it is prominent right in the middle of the
of
the museum. No, just opened within the last year.
Oh, has it really?
It's a brand new exhibit. We partnered with the BMI and helped fund the effort that that they put forward with getting out into the community, talking about the oral history opportunities to collect those from the community, and then building a really nice permanent exhibit with a bunch of artifacts that came from us. It also came from members of the community, and the BMI has done a phenomenal job. And there are thousands of kids that go through there every year. So now the Bethlehem Steel story is being told to the next generation in as part of Baltimore's industrial past and history, and that was not there.
Is there a person who's like that would know more than you and John? Like somebody that I could have on to really take a deep dive next time I'm in Dundalk?
It was Bill Berry. He was written several books, I think, on Bethlehem Steel and
I'd really be interested in that. We're here at Drug City. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and, of course, Goodwill. I want to give a shout-out for Goodwill. We're doing a turkey Thanksgiving dinner on the 23rd for a lot of less fortunate folks downtown at the Convention Center. I'm volunteering. If you want to volunteer, throw me a note. It's all on behalf of Goodwill. And our friends at Wise Markets also pitching in with the turkeys as well. I got to get you a lottery. I'm sorry, dude. I had a $50 winner
try these
last
out,
week.
Huh?
You get second chance as well. It's Raven Scratch Offs, right? Our friends at the Maryland Lottery. 2 weeks from now, we're going to be at Pappas on the 18th as well. John, you haven't driven across the Key Bridge to see what Bethlehem Steel became and where Trade Point is. I've only done it one time in recent times. I drove back from Glen Burnie across the bridge, maybe in the spring. Mm-hmm. It was a nice day, and I hadn't seen it, right? Like, really seen it. I want to come down and tour it with you. But seeing it on the bridge and seeing over, what are we seeing now? It's been about a year and a half since I've had you on. I'm sure a year and a half is X thousands of more jobs. It's just growing every day.
It has grown, and we made a major announcement just last week with the governor and the mayor and the county executive. If you cross over that bridge, you're going to see a cleaner, greener Sparrows Point, for one. Two, there's well over 12,000 permanent jobs there right now. On site working.
That's great.
And
6 years ago, 8 years ago?
Well, we got our start 8 years ago. I mean, 8 years ago, they were still tearing down portions of the steel mill. I remember, going through these old Hawking buildings, pulling out some of the artifacts, actually, as the demo was occurring. So it's really been 8 years since we took custody of the property and began the plan.
12,000 jobs.
8 years, 12,000 jobs, 18 million square feet of new industrial complex. We run a deep water port. We run a railroad. And last week, we announced the expansion of the Port of Baltimore to build a container terminal at Cook Point. It's a partnership with MSC and TIL, and MSC is the largest shipper in the world. And they are jointly investing with Trade Point Atlantic here in Baltimore to build a container terminal dedicated to their cargo. And that means they are married to Baltimore. That's good jobs. That's good longshoreman jobs. It's growth for the Port of Baltimore. It will help continue Baltimore's maritime history and heritage.
Dundalk's coming back.
It's great. It's a fantastic story, and the community has been incredibly helpful
in
making it happen.
That.
Yeah. I mean, there is truly a renaissance going on in the Dundalk, East Baltimore County area.
Well, you know what? I knew there was a renaissance when George and Chuck brought me up here to the second floor, some speakeasy. I don't even know where the hell I am. I feel like I'm in Drug City. It says Drug City on the wall.
This is phenomenal.
I'm at the
I did not know this
None
existed.
None of my guests knew how to find me because I was going to get the
family.
You walked around downstairs. George came up. He said, I just saw Aaron in the liquor store, and I text you, and you're gone. And I'm like, and you didn't know Gina Shock was coming because I didn't know Gina Shock
didn't
was
know
coming.
Gina Shock's coming. And I got a nice bottle of Double Oak Woodford I can take home with me now, so I didn't know he's carried
you
that.
You ain't leaving thirsty.
I'm not leaving thirsty. So great bourbon. And
see, you know, if you say Drug City, no offense, but when you tell somebody drug, they're like, oh.
So it's not what
you need to do is
like.
Change the name towards Drug City and alcohol, and that would fix everything for everybody here. Gina Shock says she's coming back to do her Christmas shopping. Drug City is like one of these things, and I'll talk to these guys about it. I've been coming here my whole life. It was always a place you could get sort of everything, right? I mean, it was just sort of one-stop shopping, and I don't think Gina Shock's manager knew. Like I said, I'm doing a show with this. It's not really a drug place, and it's not really a pharmacy place. It's not really a liquor store.
Well, it is. It's all of it.
It's all of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know what to call it. But Dundalk has character, right? I mean, and I are from around here. But anybody comes in from the outside, they hear all of the stuff. Then they come here, and they meet the people, and they're all like Gina Shock.
It's great. The character, resiliency, you know, I think that it is a great, great part of town. And you know, I'm from Catonsville, but you know, I'm an outsider even from Catonsville. But you know, it's
you always shall be.
I know. You can talk to John Moeller. Life is great in 228. It's great, and that honestly has been to me at one of the highlights of what I do for TradePoint and working with the community. Just meeting some really great people who've been through a lot, and they're coming back strong. And you know, hopefully we'll continue to
I had Todd Crandall here a little while ago. He told me something about a park space that
donated.
Yeah, there's something really cool going down there.
There's a really great park. We donated 21 acres to Baltimore County for the first park in years that will be built at Sparrows Point. It's waterfront. It's along Wharf Road. If you know where the yacht clubs were, believe it or not, we inherited two yacht clubs, and we bought Sparrows Point, Pleasant Yacht Club, and North Point Yacht Club. So they are right on the border of Jones Creek, and just north of Pleasant Yacht Club is this parcel of land that used to be an old rail siding, but it's being converted into a waterfront park. Mm. And that will be a passion project for TradePoint Atlantic and our tenants. There's a lot more work that we're going to be doing there, and it's going to be a beautiful facility. And talk about the heritage and history. The community center there will showcase part of the heritage and history of the steel mill. So there'll be an opportunity to do some storytelling there as well.
You know, John, I was going to use my Dundalk accent and say to you, you know the name of that island out there? Can you see that island from that park out there? And I thought, that island, I always looked at it and like, I don't know if it has a name, and it does because I just Googled it. Do you know the name?
Carroll Island.
Ah, that told
Carroll
us the story.
Island. That's right.
I would have lost. Yeah. It's Fort Carroll.
Yeah.
Carroll
Fort,
Island.
Yeah. It's a Robert E. Lee project.
Yep. He was the engineer.
Tell me about this.
It was obsolete by the time it was finished.
Yeah, he just looks like a rock star, but he really knows.
You know, if you don't know your history, how do you know your present? And that helps inform your future.
Well, when you said there's going to be a park and it's waterfront, Sparrows Point, I'm saying, can I see that island out there? You know, that's all I can think about. So where is your park? Is it? It's not toward that. It's not that side.
No, it's along Jones Creek.
Okay.
On the east side of the property.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. Old Road Bay. You know,
yeah,
I'm looking at the names of these.
I'm
looking at the names of all this because Sparrows Point's like beautiful.
Right here, right there.
I can't see the Twin Islands from there. Hart and Miller. I can't see them. They're on the other side.
No, you can't see
Aaron
them.
Aaron Tamarkio's here. Tell me more companies coming in. Give me a little bit. Give me some rumors about stuff that's happening down at your place.
Well, actually, Niagara Bottling is in the process of finishing their facility. They will be bottling Baltimore's Finest and you know, making it into the bottled water that we buy in our grocery stores. And they're going to put in some new lines there. So, you know, actually, at TradePoint, and we just did a little thing on the diversity of TradePoint Atlanta. You can literally make a salad there. You can get greens from our Gotham Greens, which is a hydroponic greenhouse. You can go to Pompeian Olive Oil and get your olive oil. You can go to McCormick and get your McCormick spices. And then you can go to Royal Farms and get your chicken. But
that's what I do.
That chicken comes from the grain we import for Purdue, the organic grain. You know, and then you can top it off with a nice bottle of water from Niagara. I mean,
so I'm going to come down and do a crab cake tour down at Trade Point, and you can do all of that in one place, and I'll have the whole salad, I'll have the whole meal.
You can have a Trade Point salad. You can, absolutely.
I just want the hydroponic greens, dude.
The hydroponic. You know how many people thought that that's what was going on?
It's going to be legal on Wednesday morning.
Yeah. Hey, I voted for it.
Three for three at this table. John Allen has been my friend since childhood. Aaron Tamarchio's here. I got to get a crab cake at some point, so put the crab cakes on, Chuck. Chuck and George are here from Drug City. I'm going to hang on to a guest or two. John's driven across the world to be here. You've driven here twice and left with some really premium spirits, from what I understand.
I certainly did.
And thank you for
coming
by, man.
Thanks, Esther.
You made a
triple
effort because you've been in and out, and you've been sitting
in the back. It's been great. And what an experience. So what a great way to do a Friday and continue to tell the story of Trade Point and Spurs Point.
I told my wife this morning when Gina Shock's manager texted me back at like 9:30, and I hit John, and John's like, Christ almighty, I got to get cereal for my kids. So isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
How did you say it?
I said, Christ almighty. What my dad used to say all the time.
So, you know, I knew he was coming over. I knew Ron was coming. And I knew you were coming. And I'm like, how am I going to get all these people onto the show? And my wife said, you'll figure it out. You always do. So we figured it out today. We're going to come back, do one more segment. We're going to eat a crab cake. We're a drug city. They've got liquor. And they've got they've got a fountain, and they've got milkshakes, and they've got, yes, a crab cake. Only I could walk into the bar at Costas 2 weeks ago and walk out, not only with the blessing of my sponsors at Costas, you got to go down on the fountain, you got to do the show at Drug City, and I didn't even know about the tasting room. So we're going to taste the crab cake in the tasting room. John Allen, Aaron Tamarchio from Trade Point Atlantic, and all brought to you by our friends Goodwill and Window Nation. We buy two, you get two free. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, Maryland Lottery, bringing it to you from Drug City, back with the conclusion and the famous Fountain Drug City Crab Cake right after this.